Hello, and welcome to the Architects of Destination Advocacy podcast from Destinations International, the trade association representing destination organizations around the globe, brought to you exclusively by Relic Agency as part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. I'm your host, Andreas Weisenborn, and welcome you for checking out our podcast. For each episode, we want to tell the story of both usual and unusual suspects in our sector's history and the key advocacy moments for them. These stories are meant to tell the tale in full, covering many of our strategic issues and opportunities our sector faces, whether it be community alignment, destination stewardship, resilience, or actions based on values. We hope you listen in and learn from your peers. With that, let's get to the show. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast, The Architects of Destination Advocacy. I'm Andreas Weisenborn, and I want to thank you for listening in to our recent show. First, a massive thank you to everyone who attended our most recent events, both CEO Summit in Palm Springs and, of course, our Marketing Convention Summit, just recently finished in Seattle. So, in case you're curious, we do actually, seems crazy, we're almost halfway through the year. We have two key events coming up. First, the big one, annual convention in Toronto, happening in July. We're very much looking forward to it. If you are also looking to start your CDME or finish your CDME, CDME will be taking place before that as well. In addition, our only event right now for the fall was going to be our Advocacy Summit happening in Mall of America. I'm trying to rename it to Mall of Advocacy, but in Bloomington, Minnesota at the end of October. Again, as well, if you're looking to start your CDME or finish it or just curious, CDME will be taking place both pre and before both annual convention and also advocacy. In addition, I did want to also make mention of two key initiatives of those who are in attendance at CEO Summit and Marketing and Communications was two key initiatives you saw out of the advocacy department. The first, at CEO Summit, you saw us and Jack Johnson take the stage to talk about what we're calling the community indicator. Basically, looking at a set of indexes or indicators that every community should start to know and care about the work that we do, followed by what we announced at Marketing and Communications, which is our current violent crime initiative. Really, what we're trying to look at is what is the role and support of a destinationization in the current rise in violent crime that we're seeing around destinations around the United States. So with that out of the way, on to our guest. So for today, we are talking all things Door County and one of my adopted homes in the great state of Wisconsin. My wife is from there. And in particular, the ladies from Destination Door County, both Julie Gilbert, President and CEO, and Michelle Rasmussen, Director of Strategy and Research. Now, one of the pillars of becoming a community shared value is answering the question of who is your customer. Longtime listeners will know the answer to this, and that being the community and residents. However, it's one thing for us to understand the resident being our customer. It's another if the resident understands us, the destination organization. This is where the Care for Door County Pledge for Destination Door County comes in. A unique pledge for both residents and visitors alike to better understand and value the precious assets in Door County, but also align our efforts among residents and visitors alike. To talk more about this, welcome to the show, both Julie Gilbert and Michelle. Ladies, welcome.
Thanks, Andreas. Great to be here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. This is what the podcast is meant for. So let's do a starting point. I'm lucky to know where and what Door County is, but for Julie, I'll start with you first. Where and what is Door County?
So Door County is the peninsula, the thumb of the upper east corner of Wisconsin that is surrounded, it's 300 miles of shoreline, and it's surrounded by Green Bay and Lake Michigan. It has apple orchards, cherry orchards, and just an incredible array of charming municipalities and villages throughout the peninsula. Absolutely stunningly beautiful, as you know, Andreas.
Mm-hmm. And one thing unique, I always love to point this out, you are also new to Door County. So how long have you actually been with the organization?
It will be 6 months in mid-May. So another 2 weeks, I'll be here a half a year.
Wonderful. So I always love having residents. So Michelle, on your side, I want to ask you, how long have you been with both Destination Door County and also the resident as a resident itself?
Sure. I've lived here about 15 years, and 13 of those are as a local, living in Bailey's Harbor here, raising my girls here, married a local, and I'm officially stuck.
Yeah, I'm married to Wisconsinite, but we didn't stay local there. We came to this side. But again, always my adopted home, beautiful state, and of course, a beautiful area. And I think that's really where the key part of the story comes in, was talking about the pledge. So I want to kind of talk about what the pledge is first, and then sort of talk about the origin point. So what is the Care for Door County pledge?
Sure. The pledge, actually, it's real simple. It's a commitment to travel responsibly by honoring our local cultures, practicing our 7 Leave No Trace principles, and really doing your part to protect and preserve the place that we all love. Easy peasy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially, as I said, it is a beautiful destination. So it's worthy of having a pledge to protect it and obviously keep it for future generations. So I wanted to ask then what I thought was unique about this, kind of talking to both before the show, was what was the origin story of how you all decided, okay, we need to do a pledge to protect this? What was the origin story of that?
Absolutely. So the pledge came about, actually the need for Care for Door County and Door County Pledge really started to surface in 2019. That's when the balance of locals versus visitors seemed to be at an all-time tipping point, and it wasn't in our residents' favor. Our natural resources were being taxed, residents' opinions of people visiting were at an all-time low, and of course, as the local DMO, we weren't exactly the most popular kid on the playground at that point. So what we really did, we put our rally caps on, conducted resident and visitor satisfaction surveys, read a ton of white papers and research documents. Thank you, DI, for having those at the ready. They came in quite handy to see that we weren't the only ones dealing with this over-tourism and having to adjust toward that destination management. And this is what really created this movement that we now call Care for Door County. I think this was the first time we really listened, and it allowed us to take local feedback and create initiatives that would push our organization into a more sustainable model moving forward. Not just that destination marketing, heads in beds, it really got us into that destination management and putting the resident and the locals, you know, front of mind.
So you talked a little bit about the tipping point or the balancing point, not particularly in the desterization's favor. Would you feel like that was always the case, or is it a fairly recent sort of occurrence where it was us against them type mentality instead of us and us together?
Yeah, you know, we always had, you know, some locals be like, oh, you know, we're here, we don't really need the tourists, want the tourists. But it wasn't until that 2019 that we really, it just tipped. And it tipped in a way that it was hard to be a local, knowing that you're a local and being out in the community, and you're at a basketball game with your kids, and you know, you're small talking with the person next to you, and the next thing I know, they say, oh, what do you do? I do marketing for Door County. And the reaction on their face, I think that's when it first set in. It's like, okay,
good or bad, I should say.
Not in my favor. Not necessarily in a good way. It changes the dialect a little bit when that topic comes up. So, and it wasn't just me. And, you know, we sat with the rest of our marketing team and we said, okay, we got to figure out what's going on. We got to hear the ugly truth. What are they thinking? You know, and it was probably the first time we let our shields down and said, okay, we understand there's an issue and we either need to try to fight it or we can adapt with it. And we really sat down and said, okay, here are all these issues that are coming up. How do we address this and educate our visitors and our locals in a way that they can help us preserve and they understand that we are there trying to help, but it's not necessarily us that are doing all these things out in the communities. It's really the communities that are doing these green destinations, they're doing green tier, they're putting all these sustainable efforts in. So really, as a destination, we recognize that. And it was time for us to put that spotlight back on those communities and those efforts. And it just kind of snowballed from there. It was a good shift. It was a good fish hook in a different direction. And I think it was long overdue.
Absolutely. I want to kind of stay a little bit more in the moment of the you know, the kind of initial reaction. I guess this is, I want to ask for you, Julie, because you're new here. This is not your first rodeo. And I think I really want to gauge your perception of everything that Michelle was just saying. What was it? What was your perception of coming really as a brand new resident and visitor and now executive director? What was your sort of initial reactions to how the community saw Destination Door County, the destination organization?
You know, I think remembering that COVID occurred right after 2019 and it created a perfect storm in the destination, because based on the recreational opportunities and the outdoor nature of the area and the close proximity to some fairly large metropolitan areas, the visitation exploded. And then with challenges with workforce and some other issues, the residents became even more concerned about tourism and how it was impacting them. So when I got here, everybody loved the Leave No Trace. It was absolutely the best thing that the organization could do at the time, but we needed to get it out more and more from a local perspective, which is what Michelle and her team and our communications team is doing now. And I think there was still that, again, it really because of COVID and the fact that you couldn't bring people together in a traditional sense, and there was a lot of change within the organization. Now we're really collaborating and partnering with all of our municipalities, our funding entity, their tourism zone commissioners, and community business associations, and really pulling them in to be more part of that conversation and planning and solutions that really highlight Leave No Trace and Care for Door County. It's really becoming a much more positive conversation and direction, but it really started with Leave No Trace and Care for Door County.
Yeah, I mean, this is the heart of the advocacy talk, is really you all having an effort that brings everyone to the table and to, you know your work and know your worth. I think what also makes it such a breaking new ground is we try so hard just to educate district organizations to, you know, one, you should be doing resident sentiment analysis, period. But it also is equally as important to not only do the research, but then do something with it. I wanted to ask, I mean, was the pledge the first idea and the initial ideas? I'm always sort of curious, were there other ideas? And I don't want to spoil it if there's other stuff you wanted to do, but how did you all get from, okay, we got this survey results, now what do we do with it?
I wish we could sound more put together when I say this, but we did it backwards. if there's any advice, it's figure out what that big umbrella is first and then what pieces go underneath it. The pledge was first and then it wasn't. We knew that we needed something. We needed an ask. We needed to educate everyone, visitors and locals, what was at stake. We weren't real sure how. We knew that we wanted a partnership with Leave No Trace to help preserve our recreational areas. So we started down that path at the same time we started creating this pledge, and then realized, wait a minute, there's the cultural and heritage part that's a big part of this too, is not losing our identity through all the tourism that we bring in. So it kind of came about, and actually, I don't want to say, you know, bless COVID or thank you for COVID, but it allowed us to launch it and hit a hard stop about 3 months in when the world shut down, and really go back and redefine and build out a lot more of those assets. When we rolled it out to the community, you know, we had initial reactions of what in the heck are they doing kind of thing. You know, why are we shifting from all of this? There was that point where you still got your businesses that, you know, want heads and beds. They want that full valve open, but you've got your residents that you have to listen to too. So it was an interesting approach. Let's just put it that way. It evolved over time, and we're in a good spot now. I'm happy to say that, you know, people are now familiar with it. We've been able to get a lot of that. We couldn't push it fast enough, I guess, was the biggest thing. And now we're, you know, over a year into it, and we can finally build off of that initiative and keep it rolling. So it wasn't a start and finish initiative. We'd like to say that it's more of a movement. And, you know, we're excited to get to that next step of our 2022 campaign, which talks to both locals and visitors. We've never been able to do that before. And so we're excited to be able to say, you know, this is why I love it here. And this is why I come back. And this is why I live here, and all that good stuff. So we're excited to roll that out and move that next step forward with this whole, you know, community shared value. It's really putting the community spotlight first.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what, I mean, really drew me to was just how multifaceted everything is with it. So it's, and I hope I'm not butchering, I think it's not just the pledge, it's the Leave No Trace, It's sustainability, it's the voluntourism, it's the toolkit. I was curious, can you walk through just some of the, because it is beyond just a pledge. It is, like you said, a full-on marketing initiative, a movement. I will steal your words, movement. It is that in a nutshell. Just kind of walk through some all the assets as part of this.
Yeah, the exciting part is that the assets don't stop. You know, we started with this pledge and I said, okay, where can we go from here? And you see it rolling out through different organizations around the county. You see other destinations reaching out to us to say, how did you do it? We're looking for something very similar. Just the evolution of how things started with like Leave No Trace. And it wasn't even a matter of a couple weeks since we launched it, that another colleague of mine started Leave No Trace Tuesdays. And then that started up. And then you've got...
What is that? Just to break that down. What is that? Leave No Trace Tuesday.
Sure. Leave No Trace Tuesdays. My colleague, she coordinated these pick up trash, which evolved into picking up invasive species. She picks a community, usually about once a month. And then locals, visitors, just really whoever wants to come out can get together and do these Leave No Trace events in all these different communities. And what we found is it didn't stop there. Like I said, they're pulling invasives. They were mulching beds. They were just out in their communities. Wow. And they were able to talk. The residents were able to talk to the locals and vice versa. And I think that was another one of those connections that we were excited to see. So yeah, we started with those initial Care for Door County umbrella. The volunteerism has gotten big, just getting people out on the trails. We adopted a highway in there. We were just out last week. There were 16 of us on a 3-mile stretch. So really it's looking at these as a base and figuring out, you know, what's the next step? How do we keep building off of this so it doesn't go away? It's not just this one and done campaign, you know, looking for awards. This is really, you know, understanding our residents and how we can be the leaders in shifting just the actions of both visitors and locals, and understanding that this is who we're looking for. You know, if you don't align with what our values are, you know, maybe we're not for you. But it's been a learning process, but it's been good.
No, that's incredible. I guess the question I want to ask for you, Julie, is obviously residents and the tourism, you know, stakeholders are critical to your success, but you obviously have a board and governing factors and that type of stuff. How has been their sort of reaction to, you know, what the organization has been doing a little bit before you got here and then the 6 months in so far to the Leave No Trace and Care for Door County?
Very exciting. They love it. They love to see what's happening. They knew that it needed to happen and they've been extremely supportive. Looking forward to having you present on community shared values. And I think to add to what Michelle said on our team member who goes out and does pop-up Tuesdays, where she's now our community engagement manager, where she mm-hmm. really gets in with all of the environmental groups, as well as other arts and culture history, in order to be able to really talk about these programs and ensure that from an organic perspective, they continue to grow and residents who we typically would not have spoken to historically are now getting the information in the channels that where they're at. So it's been really exciting to see.
No, it's awesome to hear. Michelle, you made the comment earlier about not necessarily doing it backwards. I think the question a lot of organizations will ask themselves, well, how would I get started in this, you know, from both the resident sentiment side to a pledge or, you know, this movement? I'm just curious, what would both of your all's advice to be that if someone of similar size or even larger size or different asset came to you and said, okay, I want to do this, what advice would you give as a starting point?
The starting point for sure would be listen. You know, you don't want to hear all the ugly stuff, but that was truly the point that we were able to understand and know what direction we needed to go. And instead of not coming up with our own ideas, but really taking the collective and saying, okay, this is important to our stakeholders and how can we pull this together? But that listening point is the biggest thing. And then the next part is you got to throw it all against the wall and figure out how to address it. But the first part is easy. Just ask.
Have you seen, for either one of you, have you seen the residents really rally behind this? I mean, it was intended with them in part of it, but not solely as part of it. Have you seen the residents sort of rally behind this?
Yeah, that I think was the most humbling part of this whole whole movement was, you know, we started with Take the Pledge, and we put out, you know, you could just change your profile picture on social and you'd start to see not naysayers, but the people that didn't actually see necessarily see eye to eye with what we were doing. It was starting to pop up, and it gives you goosebumps as you're scrolling through social and you're seeing all these Take the Pledge from across the country, people you don't know, people that are locals that, you know, this is their jam. And it was really cool. It was neat to see, and it's still developing, but the different parks departments taking on the Leave No Trace. I mean, the government side, the nonprofit sides, just everybody just kind of picking it up, and we put the spotlight on them. It was their time to shine and show what they were doing and give them the tools that they needed to keep us moving in the right direction.
And one of the things I especially commend you both on is you all release a toolkit as part of it. Would you mind kind of talking what's in that? I mean, you make it easy for residents and stakeholders alike to be part of it by releasing a free toolkit on the website for them.
That kind of came with our in-county communication. We're all doing, well, let me put it in perspective. We have 19 communities or 19 municipalities that fall under Door County. And there's about 9 different community business associations that are trying to represent their communities. And the start of the toolkit was, okay, we can't do this all. We can't make the reach on our own. We need everybody as a collaborative to really push this forward. So anything from the businesses to the locals to the visitors to community business associations to the parks, we want to make sure that they all had the tools to say, okay, I want to get on board, but how do I get on board? And though that toolkit allowed them to take those pieces and put out their own social media in their communities, print off posters during events. And then that's kind of where that thought came from, was everybody wanted to get on board. They just weren't sure how, and they needed the resources. And the one thing we could do was put it in their hands.
Yeah, that's the critical part of our role as digitalizations, is that we should be the go-to, right? And that to make it easy for them to do that and download it and share it, like you said, you described, is exactly what you want. Since you're still a little bit early on to it, if we could hop forward a year or even 2 to 10, I'll start with Julie first, and then you, Michelle. How would you all rate success of this, just out of curiosity, and you know, seeing that, okay, this actually made a significant difference and was hopefully a changing point of a different tipping point of the positive for your organization. So I'll ask you, curious your thoughts first, Julie.
I think it's been very successful. I think we have a lot of growth opportunity with it. I think we need to continue to push it forward. And as Michelle had said, really listen to our various groups throughout the county, residents, parks, all of those entities, to find out what their thoughts are, how they envision the growth, and how we can further help and support their efforts so that we're working together integrated as we had started. So I would say successful.
Michelle?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest big steps we took just in the last year was creating a strategy group that took not only our board stakeholders, but our Tourism Zone Commission stakeholders to come together and do exactly what you were talking about as far as coming up with community shared objectives. You know, what is it that you want us to do, and really having them lead us, and then we can be that subject matter expert to take it forward. And really, it's going to come down to resident satisfaction. You know, can we spread people out? Can we make sure that when they go to the parks, all the rocks aren't stacked? There's not garbage around, you know, all those little indicators. And that hopefully that'll release some of the pressure on locals not wanting more visitation, or, you know, it's more embraced both ways versus I'm coming to Door County and then they feel overwhelmed.
That's an interesting point, your latter part. You know, I myself and the team, we don't say, you know, we don't really believe in over tourism. Instead, we say it's kind of a failure in destination management. Do you feel, your point about not wanting more visitors, do you feel for both, you know, Julie and Michelle, do you feel this, the pledge and the care, is a means to help change those minds, that it's like, you know, visitors are part, along with the residents, are part of the story and the success of Door County?
I would say yes. I would also say that from our organizational perspective, we are putting together a stronger communication strategy for the community and for the residents so that we better educate them on what that means. And then as we get more tools from research to be able to better understand what that volume looks like, because everybody, to every different person, it's, you know, if it's over tourism or lack of destination management, that may mean different things to different people. So, you know, we just intend to really continue that education in order to be able to ensure that people know, number one, what we do, and number two, what benefits does tourism bring to the community, and how can we work with the residents in order to ensure that they're benefiting from that growth as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say it's a phrase it differently for you, Michelle, because you currently are, I mean, you're both residents, but you've been for quite a while. Did you sort of feel the same strife towards the destination organization, even though you were part of the marketing aspect of it, but certainly as a resident for quite a number of years, did you sort of see where they were coming from?
Absolutely. You know, trying to go out to your favorite, just a walk in the park, and you're seeing the, I can't even describe to you when people stack the rocks, they literally stack every single rock from probably a half a mile on the beach, and it's just towers, and you're going, okay. But yeah, you definitely see it. And coming from both sides, it was very apparent that, okay, we definitely need tourism, and residents understand the value of tourism, but knowing how to spread it out a little bit more and understand how to relieve some of those pressure points, was definitely one of those, I'm a fixer. So I was like, okay, how can we fix this? And, you know, how do we know where people are, where they are, when they're going, how long they're staying? And fortunately enough, for me in the last few years, the data that we've been able to get, through some different partners is just, it clears the orb a little bit for you when you're trying to figure out what you're doing, and being able to say, okay, and educate at the same time, go to your restaurants a little bit earlier. The parks aren't as busy here. If you like this park, go to this park over here, try out something new. And it really is that education and understanding the data and how people are moving around that has been exciting for me, knowing that you can see how the pressure is throughout the seasons.
Oh, wonderful. Since it's actually started sort of as a research initiative, do you all plan to, I guess, run the resident sentiment survey again in a part of time?
Absolutely. Sooner rather than later.
Yes. And Andreas, this will be my first summer here. So everything that Michelle is talking about, I will be able to experience and fully understand.
Oh, today was like a light switch for us. I don't know, Julie, you noticed it driving down like the county this morning was the campers are coming up, the boats are going in, everything's cleaned up, yes. The welcome signs are coming up, the open signs. It's been great. And one other thing to mention, as far as the survey goes, we were able to guide our ask in the last survey to help us, help them, help all of us understand, you know, really what we're looking at. We asked one question was, okay, yes, I want you to continue to market Door County, not during the peak season. I want you to help spread people out through the shoulder seasons. But then the ask was, do you think that there's enough infrastructure to support those shoulder seasons? And it was a big red flag that it was no. So one of the things that our organization has implemented with the tourism zone and our board is a municipal reimbursement grant. And Julie, you can talk a little bit more about some of the different dollars that are going back into the communities for infrastructure support and our community business associations. Dollars that are going toward that, so we can actually try to build this up and do this all together is one big push.
Before you answer that, Jim, I'm just sort of curious, was that knowledge pretty well known or anecdotal, or is that something, a brand new insight that came from the survey? Like, oh, wow, this is actually a red flag we never thought about before.
I think we saw it all. We kind of guided those questions a little bit, but it was just as much educating to say, we can't just push people into the shoulder seasons. We have to have the support, and obviously jobs and housing and all that kind of stuff came to light too. So it really redefined it so that we could put that back out to our communities, say, we want to do this and you're telling us to do this. And this is how we're going to invest back in what you told us was a pain point for us.
Wow. That's incredible. I mean, I think that's so unique in the sense that we often talk about, you know, we grow the pie, right? You know, like we it's beyond, you know, heads in beds, like the growing of, you know, sales tax, the general funding, to all those things that fund other common goods. We're part of that story in that equation. So to kind of hear you see that insight and then be able to come back and saying, no, here's a real roadmap for us to develop and accelerate of, you know, where these key seasons should be. That's a really cool, like, not saying like a primary focus, but to get out from that and actually have initiatives and now funding towards it is incredible to hear.
It's exciting. And I think everyone throughout the community is excited. We've been talking to a lot of the municipalities and the community business associations. And as Michelle had said, we're trying to fill a need and be able to give back where those pain points are so that the residents also are seeing the benefits that having visitors provide to their life and well-being.
That's wonderful. Well, I want to thank you again, both of you being on. Final question I want to ask you, where, not to spoil anything, but where would you like to take Care for Door County next? So I'll ask you first, Julie.
I think Care for Door County will be a very much a priority for our sustainability pillar moving forward. Michelle had spoken about earlier where we, moving forward, will have a strategic planning committee that will be our internal team, along with 4 appointees from the Tourism Zone Commission, which is our funding organization, and 4 board members from our Destination Door County Board of Directors, where we will get together and really talk about those pillars, including destination alignment, sustainability, and values-based marketing. So Care for Door County will be one of those pillars, or one of those parts of our pillar, that will touch a lot of various directions in order to be able to build it out. Michelle?
I think it's, as Care for Door County moves forward, and we, you know, we could have put 10 more years into development before we launched it, but we're now finding ourselves at the table in a lot of places that we wouldn't have necessarily been before. The survey that we had sent out made it very clear that residents didn't care if we were government, economic development, or tourism. They expected the 3 of us to work together to solve all these issues that were out there, because everybody's kind of doing their own thing, which kind of sparked the need, which did spark the need of need for a master plan. And through that master plan and us being out through the communities and really talking to the government boards and the community boards and, you know, everything from wine trails to historical, we're at the table and listening and educating at the same time. So I think this Care for Door County is going to bring us tighter as a community, I think, and really show us how we can set the example and evolve as a destination for other destinations that are dealing with a lot of the same strife.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, thank you, Julie and Michelle, for sharing your story. We'll put this in the show notes, but where can individuals and other organizations find information on what you've been doing?
DoorCounty.com/care-door-county is probably the best place. Otherwise, you'll see it on our socials. Reach out to us directly if you want to know more. Simple View and some of our partners, Leave No Trace, you know, they've been highlighting a lot of our efforts along the way. So Google it, I guess. You'll find us.
Well, thank you again. And thank you again for joining myself, Andreas Weiseborn, and Destination Door County on this month's episode of the Architects of Destination Advocacy. Please make sure to subscribe within your podcast listening service to always catch the latest episode. To learn more about the work we do, please make sure to subscribe to our newsletter at destinationsinternational.org, or check out content throughout the advocacy section at the site, or speaking at one of our upcoming events. Thank you, and we'll talk soon.